Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus went out and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But then, when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble and persecution arise on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what is sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. I have two musicians back there, and neither one of them were there when I said, "And then we will sing." Okay. Oh, well, today my sermon is called Seed Sowers Be Encouraged. So encourage is the theme today. And I don't know about you, but I needed some encouragement this week. This was a hard week in the Slovak family. We had to put our golden retriever of 10 years down this week, and that was a really hard thing to have to do. So I needed some encouraging words from God this week, and Jesus delivered today. In my 18 years of preaching, I have not preached on our passage that we have today of the sower. I don't know how that happened, because I've preached on pretty much everything in our lectionary over the years, but I'm sure that you know this parable probably as well as I do, the parable of the sower. For many years, when I heard this parable, I focused on the soil to which the seeds that the sower landed, not necessarily on the sower themselves. But as I read more about the sower, and I realized that Jesus' focus was not necessarily on the soil, but on those that were sowing the seeds in this parable. Jesus begins our reading by teaching the great crowds that were gathered around him. There were so many that Jesus had to sit on the boat in the water so he could address everyone. Jesus loved teaching in parables, stories that the people could relate to, but also carried a much deeper meaning to them. Our reading today kind of skips around a little bit. We start in And I'll we start in chapter 13, 1 through 9, and then it skips to 18 through 23. But it's very important for us to understand what happened between that we read today to get the whole picture of what Jesus is doing in this passage. Jesus starts by, again, dressing the great crowds. And the part ends where Jesus says, "Let anyone with ears listen." Anybody have ears here? Okay. That's the last thing that Jesus says to the crowd on the beach. And then verses 10 through 17, which we didn't read this morning, has Jesus' disciples taking Jesus to the side and says, "Why do you teach in parables?" And Jesus explains to his disciples only by pointing to the words of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus tells his disciples this: "The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand. You will indeed look and not perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing. And they have shut their eyes so that they may not look with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.'" And then he says this to his disciples. Listen to this: "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but do not see it, and hear what you hear, but do not hear it." This is where our passage again continues, after Jesus has told his inner circle of disciples all of that. The seeds, he explains the parable of the sower to them. The seeds of the parable are obviously the word of God. Many people hear the word of God, but not all hear the same thing, do they? I can't tell you how many times I've done a sermon or somebody has read a passage and they say, "Well, this is what I heard." And then I'll have somebody else come to me and say, "Well, this is what I heard." And they were not even close to what was said. But we hear differently sometimes. We have our own filters. Some block out God's word completely, convincing themselves and other, that, or by others, that God's word has no meaning in their life. The seeds are thrown, those are the seeds thrown on the path. We can maybe think of people in our lives that this may be the case for them. And no appeals of God's grace or love or any logic on our part can seem to change their minds. They have hardened their hearts to the grace and love of God. This way of living is especially tempting to those with such material wealth. They think they are masters of their own destiny. Well, until they are not. Then there are the ones that hear God's word with much joy. Many people come to church seeking for meaning for their life. And they find it here in the church, hearing God's word of hope and love. You saw our children. They are so open and joyful to God's word. But if faith is not strengthened along the way to the understanding that God is the God of love and grace, yes, but even in the midst of our suffering, their faith can be lost. Tragedy happens in our lives. Betrayal, divorce, illness, death. For these Christians that do not understand that God never promised us a perfect life, just one where God's love and grace follow us everywhere we go, even through the trials of our life. Those Christian churches that spread the social or prosperity gospel, or that illness is just sin in your life, I'm afraid they are guilty of a sin in God's eyes. I'm not being judged. That's God's to do. But in fact, God's word teaches us contrary to this idea. To the rich young ruler, Jesus said, "Sell your possessions and follow me." To the disciples who witnessed to the Jesus healing the blind man from birth, asked who sinned to make him blind, the man or his parents. And Jesus answers them in John 9, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned." Jesus said, "But this has happened so the works of God might be displayed in him." This is the plight of those when God's word falls on rocky ground. When trouble and persecution happens, they fall away from God too easily. Then there is the word that is sown among the thorns. These are people that hear God's word, but the pull of the world is just too much. Out of the paths where the seeds fall, this is probably the one I struggle with the most. I remember having a very deep devotion to God as a child. And then as my teen years came about, I began to question things about what I'd been taught. Some things just didn't make sense to me. And as a young adult working and making my own money and decisions, well, God was kind of put on a back burner. It wasn't until I had children of my own that I began to question not my faith in God, that was always there, but my faith in the doctrine of the church that I grew up in. I began to realize that they were separate sometimes. This is when God led me into a more fertile ground, where my faith could grow on a solid foundation of the Word of God, not necessarily relying solely on the doctrine of the church, but on God's Word as that solid foundation. It is in this fertile ground where I found encouragement from Jesus. You were wondering where the encouragement was coming, right? You know, the seeds in this parable are God's word, right? But who are the sowers? In this passage, the sowers are disciples of Jesus. I hate to tell you all this, but that's you and that's me. We are the sowers of God's word in this world by our actions and by our words, and this is where Jesus' encouragement comes in at. He says, "But as for the sown on good soil, this one who hears the word and understands it is indeed bears fruit that yields one case 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. We are all called to sow, but not all of us have the same results, and that's okay. When we live and love as God has taught us in God's word, when we sow God's word to others, we are not responsible for the fruit or the yield. We are just called to sow God's word. I know a lot of times pastors tend to be under a lot of pressure to fill the pews and to raise up the congregation of sowers for God's word, but that is a human goal. It's not necessarily God's goal for us. You see, there's all kinds of soils out there, but we are not responsible for the soil. We just have to be the sower of the seeds. In Luke 15, Jesus says this, "I tell you that there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who who repents, than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. One person. Maybe that is what your yield will be. And that is okay. Let anyone with ears listen. We are the ones with ears to listen to God's word. Maybe we can relate to one soil over another, where the word landed and where we were at when we heard. But the good news is we don't have to stay in that soil where we first heard God's word, because God can move us to different soils and we can bring forth some fruit and some yield. God wants all of us to be on fertile soil so that we too can be sower of God's seeds without worrying about what soil the seeds fall on. That takes a lot of weight off of our shoulders. I know it takes a lot of weight off of my shoulders. When they fall, where the seeds fall is out of our control. We can't control how people hear God's word. We just have to plant the seeds, but God does the growing. So, seed sowers, all of us here, be encouraged, because you are just called to sow the seeds, and God will make the growth. Amen.